I'm Martin Ostermuhl with WAMU 88.5 News. Tomorrow afternoon, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser will cut the ribbon on the Klingle Valley Trail, a new path for walkers and cyclists that cuts through a quiet section of Rock Creek Park. The ribbon cutting will only take a few minutes, but the story of the trail is as long as it's complicated. It's a tale of environmentalists versus drivers and the east side of the city against the west. In 1990, a big storm washed out a portion of what was then Klingle Road, which crossed Rock Creek Park from Mount Pleasant to Cleveland Park. Just over 3,000 cars used the road every day. Gail Black was one of those drivers. She lived in Mount Pleasant at the time and used the road to get her kids to school.
And it was used as a bypass to Connecticut Avenue so we could safely get across the park to go west. We could go to hospitals, we could go to schools, synagogues. Folks on the west side could come east to get over to Children's Hospital.
It likely didn't seem like that big of a deal at the time, and many drivers probably assumed the city would just fix the road. But it didn't. Instead, a small group of people started agitating for the road to remain closed to traffic and be turned into a trail for hikers and bikers. Jim Doherty has led the D.C. chapter of the Sierra Club for three decades.
Well, if you've been in that park, you know it's just a jewel. It's one of the jewels of the city's park system. And so what we wanted to do was save the park. And what that meant at the time was fighting the road.
But where Doherty saw environmental defense, some residents of neighborhoods east of Rock Creek Park saw an attempt to make it harder for them to drive to wealthier neighborhoods west of it. And in a city divided by race and class, Klingle Road was one thing that connected poor neighborhoods to rich ones. Lori Collins also lived in Mount Pleasant at the time and remembers how supporters of Klingle Road approached the fight.
We all had the energy and the will to, you know, put up a website and do stickers, do yard signs, just like it was a political campaign.
And the campaign lasted for decades, causing divisions in city neighborhoods and in City Hall. The environmentalists found an ally in then-Mayor Anthony Williams, who supported turning Klingle Road into a trail. He was overruled by the D.C. Council in 2003, which wanted to see the road reopened to cars. But 5 years later, the council reversed itself, voting to turn the road into a trail for walkers and cyclists. Here's Gail Black again.
It was a real odyssey. It went back and forth, back and forth.
Black filed a lawsuit to reopen the road, but a federal judge tossed it out in 2012. And in 2015, construction finally started on the new Klingle Valley Trail.
What you're looking at now, this is the trail itself. This is porous asphalt. I think we had over 700 tons of porous asphalt. Behind you, these are bioretention ponds. There's four of them.
Andy Graff oversaw construction on the new trail, and he recently showed me around. He says the trail is all green infrastructure, which means it'll soak up stormwater runoff instead of letting it rush down the trail and wash it out. That's a reasonable concern, since the whole fight over the trail started when Klingle Road was washed out by rain.
The whole idea is this, is that we're collecting stormwater, holding it on site, allowing any sediments, contaminants, get out of it, keep it on site, and eventually slowly put it into Klingle Stream.
Jim Doherty of the Sierra Club says that after decades of fighting for the trail, he's looking forward to seeing it finally open. He says it'll be a special place in the city.
We have highways on both sides of the Potomac River. We have an interstate highway along the Anacostia. Rock Creek Park Beach Drive is what we do. Is we build roads next to the creeks. This one is now different. This is a place where you can go, bring your children, dip your feet in the water, and enjoy a quiet place of solitude. And so it's very rare in the city.
But Gail Black still feels it's unfair that Klingle Road was never rebuilt.
Part of me is grateful that there's been a decision made and that we can move forward. The other part of me knows that this is a real injustice. We, the taxpayers, are going to have to foot the bill for a very expensive dog walk.
But Black says she will go to see the trail, if only out of curiosity. But not during tomorrow's ribbon cutting. She says she couldn't stomach it. For WAMU, I'm Martin Ostermuhl.